Hi there. The word for today is on dealing with the devil. In Matthew 4 verse 6, we read, "If you are the Son of God, jump off." The Bible says, and I quote, "The devil took him, that is Jesus, to the highest point of the temple and said, 'If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.'" Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, 'You must not test the Lord your God.'" Notice, Satan will misquote the scriptures. So, when you do battle with him, you need to be able to say as Jesus did, "The scriptures also say." Satan will take a text out of context and offer it to you as a pretext for living in disobedience and sin. Don't go for it. Jesus defeated Satan by using the scripture correctly, and that's a secret Satan hopes you never discover. So arm yourself with God's word, load your pistol with scriptures, and keep your finger on the trigger. Notice where this temptation took place. The temple, or in church. "If you are the Son of God, jump off." In church, of all places, Satan will urge you to do tricks, impress others with your service, make a show of your faith, call attention to your good deeds, and manipulate your way into a position of prominence. Listen, God has called you to be a servant, not a star. Kneel, don't strut. 1 Peter 5 verse 5 says, "God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor." When Satan told Jesus to jump into the arms of God, Jesus refused. Not because God wouldn't catch him, but because Jesus didn't have to prove anything to anyone, much less the devil. And neither do you. And that's the word for you today.